Hello and welcome to Post Status Draft. My name is Brian Krogsgaard, the editor of Post Status. Today I want to talk to you about all the stuff that's been going on with Post Status, some of the stuff that you can get now for free, some changes that I've been making to the business model. There's just been a lot going on and I have not been in your ears very much. And I want to change that and also talk about ways that you can interface with the site and all that kind of stuff. And also give a snippet of a talk that I had with Matt Mullenweg, just as a tease for an event that will be totally free to stream, and I hope that you will know about it. So let's start off with that. Post Status Publish is an event that I've done in person a couple of times, and now I'm going to do a version of it completely online. It's going to be streamed for free July 8th and 9th. You can go to poststatus.com/publish and check that out. There's two tracks, if you will, of stuff we're going to talk about. One is WordPress core processes and vision, and the other is WordPress and web business topics. Got some really amazing guests. Today, I'm going to give you a snippet of a conversation I had with Matt Mullenweg about e-commerce and WooCommerce, and we talk about Shopify a bit. I talked to Jake Goldman, the president of 10Up. Talked to Mel Choice, core designer, who just does so much with WordPress core in general and other stuff through her role at Automattic. I talked to Josepha Hayden, the executive director of WordPress, Ryan McHugh, the director of engineering at HumanMade, who's also the lead of the WordPress REST API, Pippin Williamson of Sandhills Development, aka Easy Digital Downloads, Rachel Cherry of WordPress Governance, Becca Rice of Jilt and Skyverge. This is a really great slate of folks. I think you're going to love it. I've been pre-recording these so that I can edit them down and make them really, really nice for the production of the live stream. And most of our speakers are going to be able to be there to talk to folks during the stream, answer questions, and that kind of thing. I really think it'll be worthwhile. And the best thing is it's completely free. I decided to do that so that I could get exposure to these speakers and to these sessions, and so that more people could appreciate what we're doing. That wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, our partners, our year-long partners that we've had at Post Status. I hope that you'll check them out. It's Jilt, SiteGround, Pagely, Yoast, iThemes, and Sandhills. Amazing companies. Go to poststatus.com/publish. Click on their icons. Check out their products. They are supporting this. They're making this happen. I couldn't do it without them. So that's just one of the things. Just one of the things that's going on with Post Status right now is Post Status Publish. Completely online, completely free from anywhere in the world, July 8th and 9th. If you join Post Status, you can get the recordings and you can get the transcripts of all those talks and have those available to you forever. In addition to that, I made some big changes with the way Post Status memberships are structured. One is the newsletter, which was always members only. You may have heard of it. There's hundreds of Post Status members that get these weekly news and insights. It's curated news that we gather from the community, and then we put our own analysis on top of what's going on, and we also have our own original content. We round up jobs in the space, and we share a deal of the week, a great deal that one of the partner companies from Post Status has put out there. All that was previously fully behind the paywall, and we're making it free. We're making it free so that more people can read it. That's supported by a lot of the companies in the space, both Post Status partners and also a new type of membership for Post Status called Team Patronage. Now, the newsletter was one of the really big features of the club, the Post Status Membership Club. So there are new things that I'm trying to bring to the membership club so that those of you who are members and those of you who may want to become members will still be intrigued and interested in the club, be willing to join. For one, by joining the club, you just support everything that we're doing with Post Status, including the stuff that we're making for free for everyone to have greater exposure. A lot of this stuff has been behind a paywall for 4.5 years, and I frankly want more eyeballs on the content that we've created because I'm really proud of it. Some of the stuff that we're keeping members only is we're putting something together called Post Status Reports. These are deeply researched insights about various aspects of the WordPress economy. These are delivered by email and available on the web to all members once every month or two. These are really deeply researched, quoted, analyzed, and it's going to be topics like the state of the WordPress hosting industry, or the state of plugin businesses in WordPress, or what are the biggest challenges facing WordPress today. That's PostStatus Reports, and that's a totally new thing that I think that you'll really like. Every PostStatus member can still be part of the professional community on Slack, with the PostStatus Slack, where you can talk to people about e-commerce and development and everything else. Publish, the event that I just got done talking about, members will have access to all of those recordings forever, not just the live stream. You get to put yourself in the WordPress directory for the PostStatus member directory and list your organization as well. A lot of people use that to kind of check out who else is out there doing what they're interested in, filtering by the categories and stuff like that, depending on what they do. One of the no-brainer things about a PostStatus membership is that you just get these really incredible exclusive member deals. So free newsletter subscribers are now getting one deal per week from the companies that decide to put an item in front. But what that means is our inventory of deals in the ecosystem are now going to be growing really, really rapidly. We have deals from our corporate partners, which is about a half dozen companies, and now a growing inventory of deals that are available from folks that do the deal of the week, but then those deals are available to everyone else for much longer, for club members for much longer. These deals all by themselves are worth like way over $1,000. So your membership, which is normally $99, and I'm running for $79 right now, is kind of a no-brainer, because you can save that $79 in just one purchase from a great place like WooCommerce's website, or Yoast, or Jilt, or Pippin's plugins, or Gravity Forms, or SearchWP, or SiteGround, or OptinMonster, or iThemes. There's some really great stuff out there. I hope you'll take advantage of it. And finally, we've got team memberships. Do you run a company in the WordPress space? Well, now you can provide continuous education and community insights for your entire organization. This is a new type of membership level for PostStatus. You get everything that every club member of PostStatus gets, plus you get to post a couple of jobs every year, which is a $200 value all on its own. And then we'll have a special page to show the companies that are patrons of PostStatus to help keep PostStatus as a high-quality provider of content and insights, completely independent in the WordPress ecosystem. These plans start at $600 for your entire team if you have up to 10 employees, and then they get more affordable per employee as you have more plans, all the way up to being available for companies that have 100-plus employees to make it available to everyone in your organization. I hope that you'll check that out, and I appreciate you sticking with me while I talk about everything that we've been doing at PostStatus, which is a lot. I've been recording so much with these talks and everything, and there's just a lot going on. Check out poststatus.com/club to see if joining the PostStatus community is right for you. It's a great place for WordPress professionals to get together and chat, have community, and get some really excellent content. If you can't swing it, go to poststatus.com/newsletter. At least get the newsletter for free. We're putting it out there for free, completely supported by our partner companies, and you have that accessible to you. Now, in this little snippet, it's just 10 minutes or less of talking to Matt Mullenweg. It's a section where we discussed some of the stuff going on in the land of e-commerce, his thoughts on WooCommerce, where WooCommerce is as a project, and how he thinks about Shopify and some other stuff. It's just a little snippet that I found enjoyable that I wanted to tease for you about what's just a little piece of what's coming in PostStatus Publish Online. Again, go to poststatus.com/publish. Check out the event. The link for the discounted club membership is there as well at that link, not the main club link. And I hope you'll check it out and join us on July 8th and 9th for the full PostStatus Publish Online. Hit me up on Twitter, at Krogsgaard or at post_status. If you have any questions, if you might want to join PostStatus for yourself or for your company, post a job on our job board. We put those out every single week. Had a testimonial not too long ago from WebDev Studios where they hired 6 engineers for their company, and just about every single one of them came from a single paid listing on PostStatus, which is just super awesome. That's all I've got, and now let's get into this interview with Matt Mullenweg. What role does it play, you think, in selection of e-commerce platforms that WooCommerce is a marketplace rather than a wholly centralized ecosystem?
I think it has some pluses and some minuses. So even though like subscriptions are, you know, one of those top extensions, you're talking about a relatively low number of subscribers in the world, relative certainly to what we know is the number of Woo sites, and certainly what we know is the total e-commerce potential on the web. So I think we have to do a lot better job of figuring out what's that kind of magic package or set of things that appeals to the widest number of people. Because e-commerce is a problem area, which, I mean, content management is hard. E-commerce, I would say 1 to 2 orders of magnitude, more complex, deeper. And so, you know, for WooCommerce to be the product I think the web deserves, you know, something that can democratize commerce like WordPress has democratized publishing, we probably need 1 to 2 orders of magnitude more people working on it.
Is it your largest revenue stream yet?
It's not yet, but it should be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we talked before about how you expected it would be someday.
I think the opportunity there is as large as everything else Automattic does combined, actually. So, but I really want to invest as much into growing that team and getting hundreds and hundreds of developers working on all parts of it, including making it a better platform for third-party developers to build on, including opening up the marketplace more. I mean, your marketplace has been very curated, only had a few things. I want everything that works with WooCommerce to be in it. So these are things that we need to work on. And it's just, you know, it's a long path, but we'll get there one step at a time. If we can jog rather than walk, even better.
One of the critiques I've seen of WooCommerce is that people sometimes feel like they get kind of onesied and twosied, as in like you're having to select all these different extensions and you end up getting billed 5 or 6 different times, you know, from the WooCommerce website or whatever. And it just kind of drags at you rather than saying, you know what, I pay $59 a month or like some subscription basis. Have y'all considered bundles or like normalizing the costs to some kind of monthly subscription, but still maintaining the, you know, the obviously self-hosted nature of the product in order to, I guess, mesh better with some of the other e-commerce pricing models out there?
Yeah, it's definitely something that's been on our mind. And I think you'll start to see more hosts offer some of those bundles in the future. But I think fundamentally what we need to do is make, you know, WooCommerce is primarily a developer tool right now. I think we can make it even better for developers. I think we can make it more scalable. I think we can make it much easier to use and administer. And I think that especially working with kind of the wider WordPress ecosystem, we can make it a lot more accessible. It's not really a, that I don't think it's fair to expect someone coming, you know, and just clicking around WooCommerce, be able to set up a store just like they need. It's not there yet.
Yeah.
And yeah, I make the analogy, it's kind of where WordPress was in like 2007, 2008, like the early days. And
I'm trying to remember what that version is. This, you're already getting into my next question. I don't remember what year it was. It was pretty soon after I think y'all acquired WooCommerce and you compared it to WordPress 1.5. And I looked up the date for when you called it WordPress 2.7, which was late 2017. So now we're working on almost 2 years since then. Do you think WordPress 3.0 was a big deal? So do you think we're close to kind of a WordPress 3.0 type of?
I think we're getting a lot closer.
I personally feel like there's some of those architecture issues. I feel like if they can get truly ironed out, maybe that would be the 3.0 moment of opening up WooCommerce to even greater scale so that you don't need some of like top tier consulting agencies to take it to that next level. And that's where I really personally see some differences.
Yeah. Ideally, the top tier consulting agencies can work on the hardest things, you know, the sites that really, really need it. Versus right now, sometimes you need them just to do something more simple, or that should be more out of the box. Or to be fair, that maybe a competitor does more out of the box. I do think Woo is so much better than Shopify for anything services related, subscriptions related, if you want to do any sort of deeper customization. But Shopify, if you're just going to sell physical things or dropship things, pretty really nailed that use case. So that's something we need to get a lot better at. While keeping in mind what you brought up, which I think is a very good point, and what, in my opinion, what kind of killed Joomla, which is this nickel and dime thing. So you get kind of this tragedy, a different kind of tragedy of the commons, where the economic self-interest of everyone in there is to build these, you know, 50, 100K a year businesses, selling some little thing. And you can do, you can create a nice little business there, but you're ultimately hurting the platform as a whole with that thing not being built in. Because you're extracting value in places that might not be where people perceive it, or opening up a competitive, opening a place for a competitor to essentially commoditize that or make that really integrated.
Yeah, and one of the interesting ways Shopify does that is they have their baseline price, and then for the type of functionality that WooCommerce would say, hey, this is extension territory, it's kind of just adding to your plan, but it's still just a monthly hit that you get. It's not this like once a year type of boom, here's $99 or $199 or whatever.
It's, and it adds on to your same bill, right? It's not separate.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So that's how Jilt is in the Shopify app store as an example. So if someone signs up, then they're pulling in this Shopify Jilt integration for all their e-commerce email marketing. And when they start paying, it's $29 a month or whatever. But it's directly in the app store. And a lot of them, your old employees.
Is it $29 a month?
For the baseline. And actually, there's been a lot of interesting drama between Shopify and MailChimp. So Jilt has had some growth where, anyway, it's you can plans as low as $29. Brought to you by Jilt.
I think Shopify is going to create a lot of interesting opportunities for WooCommerce, because they have a lot of expectations and need a lot of growth.